Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, today's episode sponsored by Abide. Your Daily Prayer is a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need and to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from Abide, we'll pray through today's prayer together. The end of the year is right around the corner, which means New Year's resolutions are too, like getting into healthy habits, reducing stress, and managing better sleep. So finish strong and enter the new year stronger with the Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation app, the number one Christian meditation app that helps you be your best and deepen your experience with the peace of Christ through biblical meditation. The regular meditation can help you feel less stressed at work, which helps keep anxiety down too. And with Abide's premium subscription services, you get early access to more content, ad-free meditation, and an experience you can cater to your needs with background music customization, a sleep timer, and even a journal, all to help your habits and health become routine. Download the Abide app today and enter the new year with prayer meditations that improve sleep and spiritual growth. Right now, we have a special offer when you subscribe. 25% off your first year when you sign up for the premium subscription, but only if you text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433. Don't wait. Download Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation today and text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433 today to get 25% off.
A Prayer to Remember, written and read by Lynette Kittle. Continue to remember those in prison, as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated, as if you yourselves were suffering. Hebrews 13:3. During the holidays, probably more than any other time of the year, people are drawn to remember and help those who are suffering. At the same time, many struggle with thinking of those in dire situations, feeling guilty themselves for enjoying festivities. So how do we handle the suffering of others throughout the holidays? Is it okay to enjoy the festivities when so many in the world are suffering? How do we remember individuals being mistreated and still celebrate with our family, friends, and community? As Christians, we know God is close to the brokenhearted, to those who are suffering, Psalm 34:18. He doesn't forget them in their distresses, nor ever leaves or forsakes them, even in the darkest, deepest pits of despair, Hebrews 13:5. At the burning bush, God revealed to Moses his heart for those who suffer. The Lord said, "I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering." Exodus 3:7. If you've ever wondered if God sees the misery, hears the cries, and is concerned with suffering, the answer is yes. Still, it's hard for us to understand how such a loving, compassionate, and giving God could ever even allow any suffering in the world. Adam's sin brought suffering to all humans. Sadly, ever since then, the world is a place of suffering with no one escaping it. Romans 5:12 explains, "Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people, because all sinned." Not even Jesus escaped suffering and is often referred to as the suffering servant. Suffering is a result of sin entering the world. Yet some, like Job's friends, Job 1 through 42, saw it as God's punishment. True, many do suffer consequences from their own sins, but Jesus, who is sinless, suffered to the point of physical death. His suffering was willingly and for our sakes to break the power of sin's curse over our lives. Although most of us usually don't willingly invite suffering into our lives, becoming more like Jesus usually involves suffering at some level. So, if or when it comes, how do we respond? Even in suffering, we are called to trust God and seek to do His will. 1 Peter 4:19 urges, "So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good." Because God remembers those who are suffering, it's on His heart. As He cares for those in distress, He calls us to remember them too, as if we are right there, suffering with them. Although our suffering experiences may not compare to or be at the same depth or level as theirs, our hearts are kept softened when we remember and pray as God leads us. Let's pray. Dear Father, because there are so many in the world suffering today, we ask for your help in remembering them in thoughts and prayers. We thank you and praise you, dear Lord, for never leaving or forsaking them, especially in their distress, offering each one your comfort and strength in their suffering. Our hearts are grateful for your faithfulness and nearness to those who are afflicted and cast down this holiday season. Thank you for your presence with the countless individuals caught in the middle of wars, genocides, persecutions, imprisonment, and more. We ask for your divine protection over their hearts, minds, and bodies, sending your word to heal and deliver them from destruction and to relieve their suffering by encouraging, uplifting, and refreshing their hearts. Lord, help us to remember them. Let us willingly keep our hearts tender towards them and what they are going through. Although we may not understand the depth of someone's suffering, let us be compassionate, caring, generous, and prayerful towards them at this time of the year and all year long. Father, move upon our hearts and minds to reach out to them in ways that will encourage, sustain, and refresh them during the darkest of days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.